Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, that no doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 30th of the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances wisely put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great solutions, one of the great tools we have to stand for peaceful restoration. You see, revolution doesn't work out well. We reject revolution. But we do stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's show. It is still available at libertyroundtable.com on demand. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about Fly the Open Skies. Believe it or not, that's been in place for a long time. Consumers have benefited, by the way, for decades from the presence of open skies agreements. That lessens government interference and involvement in the free market for international air travel. But you know what? Big airlines are trying to shut that down. History is clear. Airlines have been intertwined with governments since their inception. Now, the bottom line is they're trying to get rid of the open skies guidance for international competition. Don't let them do it, folks. Open skies is good. We got to reject the medical device tax big time. There's taxes on everything. Whenever there's a special interest tax, you want to look out. Whenever they want to tax the other guy, tax the guy that smokes, tax the guy that eats sugar, tax the guy that needs a medical device, tax. Don't fall for the lie, folks. These special interest, whatever taxes, are never any good. Reject the medical device tax, would you please? By the way, we talked about the schizophrenic foreign policy in Syria. Ron Paul wrote an incredible column, mentions the difference between Vietnam and Korea. What's the difference? Well, we got out of Vietnam and we decided to work with them economically and otherwise, and Vietnam's doing great. Korea, we continue just to meddle in. We didn't get out. We didn't change our approach. We leave a military zone there and we continue to, promote war, I guess you'd say. As a result, it's been a disaster. Let's follow the Vietnam pattern and reject the South Korean / North Korean pattern, shall we? By the way, we need to reject the national ID card. That cursed thing's coming back. And then Lowell reported on a Utah GOP Central Committee meeting. It was disaster, but turned out well. Disaster because the leader of the meeting tried to become tyrannical and force his will using the cops to throw people out of the meeting. They didn't get very far. The good guys won. That's a great skirmish. We're glad they won. But until we remove those type of, in my opinion, leaders who do not believe in the rule of law, who do not believe in appropriate free enterprise, we've got to stop that, folks. Who do these people think they are? Anyway, that was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live with Lowell Nelson. Hour two, we talked about the U.S. Senate going to vote on this pro-life legislation. It was an epic battle over the bill that bans abortions after 20 weeks. It's undeniable that babies feel pain big time after 20 weeks. Science backs that reality. We really wanted the Senate to get rid of the filibuster and have a majority vote. They would have won, but they failed. This bill, if it would have been enacted yesterday, would have made it a crime for any person to perform an abortion or attempt to perform an abortion on a baby 20 weeks or older. It would have been a good news piece. Now, the enemy press, if you will, I say Media Matters is the enemy press, if you will. They say, quote, Republicans want the media to ignore their draconian abortion bill, and so far the media is too delighted to take part in ignoring that. Hate to admit it, but they're right on this one. Ben Carson, I will not stop being a Christian while in service to my country. Good for Ben Carson. Your urgent prayers needed for independent Pioneer Media, WND.com. We talked about the Donald Trump immigration plan. It's not what I would go for, but I got to give Donald some credit. At least he's willing to work on this in a common sense scenario. Both sides of the aisle are kind of mad at the Donald over this, but we got to come to the table with some semblance of working together, don't we? So I'm not going to criticize the Donald. I'm going to wait and see. Kurt wisely warned, oftentimes the devil's in the details. I agree with that. But at the same time, we got to give a little bit of room for negotiation here, don't we? All right, that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast, still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. If you find value there, donate to us and help us grow our presence in the media, would you please? Without further ado, News the Network Refuses to Use Today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Trump State of the Union tonight. Kurt, you going to watch?
You know, I don't know for sure if I'll watch or just listen, but, you know, as far as I know, I don't have anything else scheduled during.
You're going to take notes and cut out sound bites and the whole bit, Kurt?
Well, I will do the best I can.
Yeah, you got to break it on down for us, brother.
See what's there, yeah.
All right. Now, I can predict what's going to go on already, though, Kurt.
I thought
can,
you
can
might
you do that? Can you predict what's going to go on?
Well, there's some headlines I've seen about it.
I know, but I just want you to release
the stuff ahead of time.
Yeah, trial balloons, if you will.
Well, I even think they almost released the speech, you know. So then,
in parts,
you know, everybody kind of knows about it.
I'm predicting that you're going to love and you're going to hate Donald all at the same time. Let me tell you what you're going to love.
Well, that's usually what happens.
You're going to love his double down on the wall. You're going to love his double down on the economy's doing well. You're going to love the tax discussion about his incredible tax break win. You're going to love a lot of those things that he talks about, and you're going to be right on that. He's going to double down and ask the Senate again to stand for pro-life, which he ought to do. We'll get to that in just a second. Good on the Donald. He's going to put a lot in there that you're going to agree with, Kurt. And when I say you, I mean me too. I'm not just saying you, Kurt. I'm talking about all of us would agree with a lot of those things. But then he's going to double down and do a lot of things we disagree with. He's going to really advocate for working out a deal on DACA. He's going to really advocate for, the United States granting money for the wall instead of the Mexicans paying for it. We're going to, you know, be concerned about that. He's going to double down and really talk about this infrastructure plan build out that he wants to do. Donald's known for building things, and he's going to really want to spend a lot of our dollars, you know, in a socialist build out plan. He's going to really focus on that. That's my prediction for the Trump State of the Union tonight. There's going to be a lot we love and a lot we hate, Kurt. Not a lot in the middle. Any thoughts on your side for this?
I don't know what else to say except, at least this is, some of the different ones that I'm reading headlines. It says Trump takes pitch to prime time in State of Union address,
which I find interesting because which president hasn't done that in recent times? And that's not even a news headline. Come on,
yeah,
when you expect him to do the State of the Union address from like Spain or something like that in the middle of the night? I mean, come on, it's just
it
goofy.
It does sound kind of cool, a prime time.
Yeah,
State
but they make it
Union.
Sound like he's just trying to get high billing for what he does, as if that isn't just the standard, right?
Good point.
Now, the media loves it because they're going to have massive ratings, right, Kurt?
Yeah, they do like that. Plans bipartisan call for strong America. Then it says focus on infrastructure.
See, that's the big spend that we're talking about. Now, the problem is there is some legitimacy to some of this spend, infrastructure-wise, Kurt. There is some appropriateness to some spending here. The question is, where do you draw the line? And how do you get the money? That's a discussion worth having, Kurt.
Yep. It
right?
It really is. And you know, the one thing that makes me, I keep thinking about in my mind is the old deal where you'd have Abraham Lincoln. And in his time, the question was, hey, do we with the railroads going across the country and et cetera, everywhere else, do we buy the steel from Great Britain at that time, the mother country? Or do we, you know, make the steel mills?
We make the steel mills, buddy.
Then we, you know, have the steel mills. Our money doesn't go over to Great Britain. Our money stays here. We have the rails. We have the money. We have the steel mills. You know, and that's...
We have the know-how. We have the labor. Amen
America.
To that. Now, by the way, Rand Paul, in my opinion, gave Donald Trump the answer, Kurt. Because building this infrastructure has legitimacy, as you wisely point out. The question is, how do we do it, right? Well, Rand Paul has an idea. Let's see what you think of it in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam, Kurt, Rand Paul, Donald Trump, all in the mix on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So we're talking about Donald Trump's prime time State of the Union address tonight, just after 9 p.m. Eastern, it kicks off. Usually it's around an hour, give or take. The Donald's going to really do a lot of good, promote a lot of great things, and then he's going to promote a lot of things we are concerned with if we're not careful. But it's all how we go about it, right? The concepts are good. Do we want to rebuild the infrastructure of the United States? A lot of it's crumbling. A lot of the bridges and infrastructure's in trouble. There's no doubt about it. Donald's spot on when he says we got to do something about it. The real question is how. And Rand Paul literally led this, I don't know what you call it, but discussion, in my opinion, with a bill that he introduced. Senator Rand Paul introduced a bill prohibiting the Department of State and the USAID, or USAID, if you will, from sending foreign aid to Pakistan, redirecting those funds, by the way, more than $2 billion a year, to the Highway Trust Fund. So let me just say this again. So how do we pay for this infrastructure plan? Well, Rand Paul just put a bill in the hopper that says, hey, let's quit funding Pakistan, $2 billion a year. Let's redirect that money to the U.S. Highway Trust Fund. What do you think of that, Kurt?
So the money that would go to the, did you say foreign aid?
Pakistanis.
Yeah.
I said foreign aid, but really it's Pakistan in this case. So he's... The point is, he's singling out a specific country right now, so it's a piece of foreign aid is the point, right?
Mm-hmm. Good.
$2 billion, and he says, you know what, don't give that to Pakistan. It's $2 billion a year. Give that to the U.S. Highway Trust Fund, and that's how you can fund this infrastructure Donald's talking about. And he put a bill in place to support this effort right now. Now, my hope is, for the State of the Union address, that Donald literally refers to Rand Paul's piece of legislation here. Because it is the answer. Okay? It is one of the great ways to go about it. Right? And I do support some highway funding. There does need to be roads for the port of the military, for the national defense, and you know, there is a legitimate role to play here to some degree. But all I'm telling you is, hey, all we got to do is stop the money from going to the foreign aid, in this case, Pakistan, $2 billion a year, and just turn that back to the highway fund, and there you go. It wouldn't even affect any Americans negatively, Kurt. In fact, it would get us out of the, hegemony state, or state of hegemony, where we think we're the world's cops everywhere, and we got to be involved in everything everywhere all the time. It would get us out of that, and it would provide much-needed funds for infrastructure building. So anyway, our prayers are that the Donald really literally points to that piece of legislation already in the hopper. That's what Donald ought to do. Now, the Senate melted down, Kurt, yesterday, just like I predicted they would. Senate rejects bill to ban abortions after 20 weeks. Democrats filibustered the bill, just like I knew they would. It turned out to be a 51-46 vote, Kurt. The bill failed to make it out of debate to a final vote, right? But here's the deal. Recent polling shows that over two-thirds of Americans support a 20-week-plus abortion ban, including Democrats, and even more than half of, quote, self-described pro-choice Americans. Still, they reject it. They know that there's a line there, for sure. And when the baby can feel pain, it's time to stop this murder. Now, good on the Donald. He asked the Senate to reconsider Protect Life legislation. And guess who wrote that piece, Kurt? WorldNet Daily. So they're on it. They just, they're just trying to get to everything. But two Republicans sold us down the river and voted against us. Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. They crossed the aisle to vote with the Democrats. However, and this is why I would blame this on the Republicans, Kurt, three Democrats joined us. So two sold us out, but three joined us. Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, and Joe Donnelly of Indiana. All three voted with us, Kurt. So we can't even pass the legislation, even when we get two dissenters and three supporters, so one Democrat on the whole, we still can't get it done. Why? Because we have this, quote, supermajority, and they call it a nuclear option to get rid of the supermajority. I think the supermajority is nuclear every time against what the people want, what the Senate wants. We've raised the bar so high, you'll never get it done. You'll always be in this bipartisan, or I don't know what you want to call it, battle, or this partisan conflict. That'll never let, so 46 controls the Senate, Kurt, in this case. Never mind the tiebreaker could be with Pence. Never mind all that stuff. There's just not even close to enough. We're not even close to enough, Kurt. We had 51 yeses, but that's with two dissenters and three supporters of the Democrat aisle side. We only got 51 even with all that. We're not even close to, in my opinion, this nuclear option, which means we'll never get anything done. Now, Donald wisely asks the Senate to please reconsider, and I sure hope that Donald makes that a big piece of his State of the Union address. I sure pray he does. I hope Donald says, we are unequivocally pro-life in America. We reject Roe versus Wade and the pro-death mentality. We reject the Senate being held hostage by these pro-death murderous folks. Okay? Look, President Trump said this in his statement yesterday about this. The vote by the Senate rejects scientific fact and puts the United Nations out of the mainstream of the family of nations, in which only 7 out of 198 nations, including China and North Korea, who support murder after 20 weeks. All right, there you have it, Kurt. We're so out of touch. But we're so out of touch because we're held hostile to this, quote, supermajority. And they call it nuclear to stop the supermajority. I mean, it's crazy. We got the Senate held hostage by 46 goofballs. Two of them are in our own, quote, Republican ranks, if you will. And literally, they shut the whole thing down. We're going to murder babies going forward. Now, Donald wisely says, come on, guys, let's revisit this. We're way out of touch. Donald is right about this, but I pray he makes this a huge piece in the State of the Union tonight. Because, Kurt, I don't think the State of the Union is that good in America when we literally vote, like North Korea and China and some of these murderous nations, to continue murdering babies when we know scientifically it doesn't make any sense. Out of 198 nations, only 7 of them promote this pro-death policy, and we're sadly one of them. We're joining the likes of North Korea and China and some of these other hostile-to-life nations. It's a disgrace, Kurt. I knew that it would fail because I knew the Republicans would not go for the nuke. I don't know what you call this. They call it the nuclear option, but would not stand to reject the supermajority. Okay, now here's the problem with this, Kurt. They want to blame it on the Democrats. But is it really the Democrats' fault here, Kurt? Or is it the Republicans?
Well, I'd say it's basically just the kingmen, the insiders that are basically, you know, for killing babies.
Yeah, but 51, a majority voted for it, Kurt.
Yes, that's right.
And who's stopping this rejection of the supermajority?
That's what they got. This silly deal that any other time they would say, and I mean, they put it aside when they did the Gorsuch thing.
That's right, Sam. That's right, and they could do it again.
And you know what's interesting? They could have done it just fine.
This reminds me of the health care debate. Yeah. If they know it's going to fail, they'll vote over and over and over and over and go on record to really stand for something, knowing full well when it really comes down to it, they won't support it.
Yeah.
And so the problem, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, is, as Kurt says, it's the insiders. But when two Republican dissenters leave and 3 Democrats join us, it should be a no-brainer. But with a supermajority, it'll never happen. We don't even have enough seats, even with a couple joining us. But anyway, I pray Donald really focuses on that, the pro-life need here. And I hope in the prime time State of the Union address tonight by the Donald that he really talks about Rand Paul's bill prohibiting the Department of State and U.S. aid from going to Pakistan and rediverting the $2 billion a year to the Highway Trust Fund. And I hope that Donald Trump really scolds the Senate for rejecting this bill that would ban pro-death policies in America. And I hope that Trump boldly pushes hard on the Senate to reconsider the Protect Life legislation. All right. All right, there you have that. But I predicted that would happen, Kurt. All right, now the House did something good, Kurt. They voted to release the surveillance memo. This is the surveillance memo about the violation of our rights. The question is, what will Donald do now? Will he vote to release it as well? He's the deciding factor at this point. When we come back, let's see what Kurt says about this. Are we going to have transparency, folks, or what? I sure pray the answer is yes. Good on the House for voting for this. Good on the House for voting for pro-life legislation, too. Shame on the Senate. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will.
Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So you got this, quote, surveillance memo. House votes to release it. What will the Donald do is the question, Kurt. Think he's going to go ahead and do it?
Yeah.
All right, I hope you're right. Because it shows how criminalistic the FBI has been, Kurt. From what I understand.
You know how he's for transparency and openness in government and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, this is certainly a move in that direction, you know?
Yeah. Well, I sure hope he does. Because in my opinion, the more transparency we have, the better. And we need to know what's going on with, you know, with the FBI and such like that. There needs to be accountability. When we saw what they did to the Bundys, I'm just telling you right now, this has got to stop. And George Bush got a pass on this, but no more. The Donald needs to call a halt to the con game for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, there's a new photo released of Barack Hussein Obama, Kurt. It's back in 2005 when he was a senator. Illinois Senator Barack Obama back in 05 had a photo taken with the minister of the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan. It has now surfaced 13 years later. The mainstream press literally covered it up, buried this thing. None of us knew about it. I don't know that Barack Hussein would have been elected if the Jeremiah Wright stuff would have been talked about enough. And then if you would have really started to show this, you know, Farrakhan photo going on. Look, Farrakhan's a radical hate group guy. Even the Southern Poverty Law Center tells you Farrakhan's an evil black racist hater, you know, evil, violent guy and stuff like this. Well, anyway, Barack and this guy are great buddies, Kurt. And this photo shows that it was buried for 13 years. Now you got to kind of wonder, with a fraudulent birth certificate, now what gives? And how did this get buried? And this is the example where the mainstream press, he who owns the media makes the rules. Kurt, why didn't the Republicans bring this photo forward? Did they not know about it? Where's the new media taking center stage? We couldn't get a hold of it. How did they bury this thing for so long? But you've literally got a photo out there now where an Illinois elected senator, Barack Hussein Obama, smiling with the minister of the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan. Do you want to respond to this one, Kurt?
You know, it's just more of the whole he who owns the media makes the rules, Sam. You know, I mean, imagine if I'm not telling you this is the way this went down, but let's just imagine that, let's just pretend that Obama was a real lover of America, a real true servant to the Constitution, all that kind of stuff, and he really wanted to bring back, you know, the country back to what, you know, George Washington and all the founding fathers wanted, and then somehow he had this picture, and these insider guys had it, and they said, look, if you go at trying to restore America and doing all these things you really want to do because you're such a constitutional scholar, we'll just take you out of there. So you got to do what we tell you because we've got this picture of you, and then we've got this other dirt on you, and so you better do what we tell you to do. You know, just, I'm not saying that's what happened, but, you know.
Well, it happens that way often, no question.
Yeah. You know,
so they protect Barack Hussein Obama, but they literally trash Nikki Haley. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, was forced to defend herself from rumors that she's having an affair with Donald Trump or with the president. She called such talk disgusting. Kurt, again, I'm not going to go along with this unless we have some evidence. So far, there's just these allegations, and I just reject this. And I just think, wow, just imagine being a female in the Trump administration and getting this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just beyond imagination. Now, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not going to double down and say that it's not true. But right now, I don't see any evidence that it is true, Kurt, and this is my problem. The mainstream press just protects Obama, hides a photo of him hanging out with the violent Louis Farrakhan, the hostile, you know, Islam leader. That gets buried. You don't even know about it. We bring up his birth certificates in question. They mock us and say we're conspiracy nuts. We say Barack loves Islam. They say, no, he's a Christian. You don't even know. You're clueless. Now we find this photo. We find even if he is a Christian, he's hanging out with Jeremiah Wright. So what kind of a Jeremiah Wright, Louis Farrakhan Christian is he? Kind of thing. And then we get, you know, Nikki Haley having to defend herself. This is amazing, Kurt. You think Nikki's involved with the Donald, Kurt?
I couldn't agree more. No.
I don't think so either. I think this is absolutely bogus. But again, they've learned what works, Kurt. All you got to do is level the allegation, ramp it up in the mainstream press, and then what? Oh, that question's always in your mind that maybe, just maybe it's true. And you don't dare step out against it because otherwise you get egg on your face if it is true, right, Kurt? You never know. And see, they do that. They just love to just focus on those seeds of doubt sown by an evil, hostile press. I'm not a big fan of Nikki Haley, Kurt, but in this case, I'm going to defend her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say she doesn't deserve this.
Did you know her real name? Her first name is Nimrata, N-I-M-R-A-T-A.
Well, I'd probably go by Nikki if my name was Nimrata as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Anyway, all I'm telling
She's
you is
46 I'm... years old.
Yeah.
They say, you know, her parents are, remember that guy named Ajit Pai?
Yeah, he's the, know, FCC guy.
Yeah, well, her, apparently, her, I can't tell for sure if it's her dad or her mom, but one of them's name is Ajit, A-G-A-I-T, Singh Randhawa. And the other one's name is Raj Kaur Randhawa. Anyway, I'm sure I didn't say those right. But
all I know is, yeah. I'm not really here to defend Nikki. I don't, you know, think a whole lot of her personally, but all I'm telling you is when these allegations are leveled without any evidence, I start to say, you know what, I'm not comfortable with this. They're floating two affairs that Donald had, the one with this you know, porn chick, whatever her name is, whatever, Daniels or whatever, and then you got this Nikki Haley thing floating out there. They just, you know, and how much of what's true, I don't even know. Stormy Daniels, I don't know if that piece is true or not either. I'm not saying it's not true. And then what they like to say is, well, we love to give, you know, Donald a pass on his sexual indiscretions, but not Bill Clinton. And why is the double standard for us Christians? Well, two things. Number one, we're not giving Donald a pass on his sexual indiscretions. I've told you that he's immoral, and I didn't vote for him. But again, in this effort to not focus on people but to focus on principle, when Donald does something good, I support it, Kurt. When he does something bad, I reject it.
Well, you can see why they're after Nikki because, you know, for example, she had a little complaint after the Grammys, Sam. She didn't like the Fire and Fury skit. She said, "Don't ruin great music with trash." So, you know, she's
well, she's right because it's a tabloid book from the inside where the author played betrayer and buddied up to people and different details leaked and then it got all manipulated and then he even admits that he doesn't even know how much of it's really true, but yet they stick with it like it's fact. And this is the problem that we've got. You know, Nikki's right on this, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm saying none of it's true. There might be some, you know, truth in some of it. But the way they're going about it, in my opinion, is dishonest, to say the least. Now, Donald Trump, in first tweet of 2018, do you know what he first tweeted about in 18, Kurt?
In 20,
yeah, what 18, was his first tweet in 2018?
Yeah. Probably like, Happy New Year? I don't know, something
no,
like
Kurt,
that.
Come on, he doesn't do that nice things. This is thing. Donald.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
All right, first tweet of 18... He slams Pakistan. Nothing but lies and deceit, he says. It's not only Pakistan that we pay billions of dollars to for nothing, but also many other countries, he tweeted. As an example, we pay the Palestinians hundreds of millions of dollars a year and get no appreciation or respect, Donald writes. Now, this makes you think Donald just might bring up Rand Paul's legislation tonight, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
And it also, in my opinion, doesn't prove that Rand and Donald are working together, but we know they have in the past on some of the health care measures. I hope they're working together on this, and I hope we can get other Republicans to come to the table. But it's true, we spend so much money on foreign aid, we got to just reduce back out of a lot of that. Donald's done some of it, but not near enough, I'll tell you that right now. So I'm praying in his State of the Union tonight he doubles down on that, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. By the way, Louis Farrakhan had 7 quotes, Kurt. Look this up on gays and Jews. Not to mention white people. Look up. Say 7 quotes, Louis Farrakhan. Gays, white people. Look it up. Let's talk about this because it's very interesting. Why is the mainstream press, now that the picture has surfaced, making this tie? By the way, Barack's gearing up to help in 2018 elections. Did you know that? Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So, Barack Hussein Obama's good buddy, Louis Farrakhan, in the news. And it's very strange. Louis Farrakhan is a nut. Even the Southern Poverty Law Center admits this one. And Barack had a smiling photo with him back in 05. They're good friends. It was buried by the mainstream
press.
It's
kind of unusual for us to agree with him, too.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, I heard that.
Yeah.
But the truth is the truth, Karen. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I mean, once in a while, the Southern Poverty Law Center gets something right. When they do, they deserve, mentioning.
Like the old phrase, occasionally you can find a good biscuit in a garbage can.
Yeah, or broken clocks, even right once a day, kind of thing. So there you go. But the details of Louis Farrakhan, of the statements he's made, are absolutely over the top. He basically says what? Jews caused 9/11, Kurt?
Well, that's what it looks like, yeah. Sam.
It was a false flag and everything else, doesn't he say that?
Daily, yeah. Well, that's right. Why would, if this is the case and this picture, I haven't heard Obama saying, oh, that wasn't really me. They photoshopped that or something. But this dailycaller.com piece says the photo took place just 2 years before Obama announced his presidential campaign. He was
imagine if a sitting senator, though, literally hangs out with Louis Farrakhan and spouts this rhetoric, though, Kurt. I mean, he was a sitting Illinois senator at the time, too.
Yep. Good point. I guess he was noncommittal, they say, on his relationship with Farrakhan during his first campaign and was hesitant to reject Farrakhan's endorsement. He said, I obviously can't censor him, but it is not support that I sought, Obama said at the time. That's according to CNN. And we're not doing anything, I assure you, he says, formally or informally with Minister Farrakhan. He later rejected Farrakhan's support after Hillary Clinton attacked him for it, saying, if the word reject Senator Clinton feels is stronger than the word denounce, then I'm happy to concede the point and I would reject and denounce. They say new ties between Obama and Farrakhan have surfaced just as Obama's political career winds down. Yeah, but they're trying to make shells wind up, I think. Farrakhan said...
Well, and they say Barack's going to be helping out in the 18 elections, too, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. They say that Obama visited Farrakhan in Chicago shortly before the senator launched his campaign for president in 07. Farrakhan also referenced a picture of himself and Obama during his speech, although it's not clear if he was referring to the same 2005 photo. Farrakhan also said that the Nation of Islam backed Obama's early political career in Chicago, dating all the way back to 96. And then do you really want me to read these things that Farrakhan has said?
Yeah, it's important to understand. Look, these guys are calling us racist, Kurt, because we want, white people to be proud of their heritage, right? Mm-hmm. We want other people to be proud of their heritage, too. We believe that all of us are God's children. Yeah. We believe everybody should be proud of their heritage. We celebrate that, okay? That's okay. But this is the kind of stuff that Farrakhan says that Barack's directly tied to. It's like Jeremiah Wright on steroids, Kurt.
Yeah, well, here's the ones that I can see, the seven. So you've got the Satanic Jews part, where he described Jews as the synagogue of Satan, and he's claimed that the Satanic Jews control everything and mostly everybody. I guess he said, some of you think that I'm just somebody who's got something out for the Jewish people. You're stupid. Do you think I would waste my time if I did not think it was important for you to know Satan? My job is to pull the cover off of Satan so that he will never deceive you and the people of the world again, end quote. And you've got the section called Farrakhan claims Jews caused the Holocaust. And it says this is a quote from him that he claimed back in 98. The Jews have been so bad at politics, they lost half their population in the Holocaust. They thought they could trust in Hitler, and they helped him get the Third Reich on the road. Then you've got the section called White People Deserve to Die. And this is a quote that he said in 2015, white people deserve to die, and they know, so they think it's us coming to do it. He is also called white people white devils, potential humans who haven't evolved yet, and sinful by nature. That's kind of rough. Then you've got the section called Farrakhan Blames the Jews for 9/11. This is all out of the dailycaller.com piece. It says Farrakhan has repeatedly accused the Jews of being behind the September 11th terrorist attacks, which he claims was a false flag attack. In 2015, for example, he claimed that, quote, there were many Israelis and Zionist Jews in key roles in the 9/11 attacks, end quote, and claimed that, quote, many Jews received a text message not to come to work on September 11th, end quote. And I guess Farrakhan went on to claim in 2016 that Osama bin Laden didn't destroy the Twin Towers. That was a false flag operation to take the world's attention away from the great disunity in America after George W. Bush stole the election, end quote. Then you've got the Farrakhan claims interracial marriage is evil. Quote, I'm not into integration. I ain't for that. God told the Jews he didn't want you intermarrying with others, but you disobeyed him. He don't want us uniting into this that he's come to judge. You can't integrate with wickedness if you want righteousness. That's what he said back in 2003. That was a couple of years before he was photographed meeting Obama. Opposing interracial marriage has been a consistent position for Farrakhan. Here's another quote from a 2016 speech. Quote, now God don't want you intermarrying with white women. Then he went on to say, quote, the fact is that God wanted us to be with ourselves, us with our women. He respected white people who wanted to keep their race white because we sure want to keep ours from being any further mongrelized, end quote.
This guy's a nut, Kurt. Now, there's grains of truth to a lot of what he says.
Then he says,
I personally agree that, you know what, the 9/11 was a false flag. I'm not ready to blame it on the Jews, necessarily. He's right when he says there is a lot of Jewish power and influence. There's a lot of ownership of things by Jewish folks. You know, he's right. You know, there's a lot of people who believe that we ought to not have interracial marriages. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not here to double down and agree or disagree with that, necessarily. What I think is that, you know, the more you marry people with different realities from yourself, whether it be financial, religious, moral, race, all these things, the more, you know, divisions you have culturally and otherwise make marriages tougher, that's for sure. However, I'm not here to say if somebody marries somebody of a different race that they're evil or going to create a mongrel race, or, you know, I'm just not going to go down those roads. What I am going to say is that I do understand people believe that, though, and I think people have the right to believe some of those things. And believe it or not, even though I completely disagree with Louis Farrakhan's hate-filled speech, I will say that I defend his right to say and believe those things, Kurt, even though I think he's off his rocker.
Imagine that. Yeah.
Well, you know. But what's interesting is you know, hey, they covered this up and really, you know, protected Barack, didn't they, Kurt?
Well, I never saw it before, did you?
No.
That would mean somebody covered it up.
Yeah. And who?
I don't know. Do you want these other ones? It says Hollywood Jews, quote, are the chosen of Satan for promoting gay marriage. He was speaking at an event back in 2015. He said of Jews in Hollywood, quote, you're God's chosen people. Or he was asking, he said, you're God's chosen people and you promote something that God rejects? You've lost your covenant status. You are not the chosen of God. You are the chosen of Satan. You're promoting homosexuality. God doesn't. You promote filth. God condemns it. You know, my
problem is he's right on some of the points to some degree, right? Yeah.
If people do those things, yeah. you know, to me, it's individuals who do those things. I don't care what color or whatever they are, that's bad.
Yeah, so what you got to do is you got to separate attacking race and religion from principle. And we're not here to attack any race or any religion or any individuals, you know, by name. What we're here to do is teach principle. And when you obey God's laws, you're blessed. And when you don't, bad things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, yeah. You know, I don't like the direct finger pointing at people and the divisiveness of his comments or anything like that. But he does have some grains of truth in there, Kurt.
Yeah,
now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not standing with Louis Farrakhan in any way, nor do I intend to. But I will defend his right to free speech.
Yep.
He has the right to say vile things, and I have the right to reject them.
Another thing he said was that Hitler was a very great man, I guess. He spoke positively about comparisons between himself and Adolf Hitler in 1984. He said, the Jews don't like Farrakhan, so they call me Hitler. Well, that's a good name. Hitler was a very great man. I guess he praised Hitler's leadership against the United States in World War II. He briefly touched on the Holocaust, saying he wasn't proud of Hitler's evil against the Jewish people, but that's a matter of reckon. He then praised Hitler's leadership and compared himself to Hitler.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the kind of folks Barack hangs out with, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's...
And then they run around and call you and I a racist because we know James Edwards?
Good point.
Or because we talk about racial issues from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the double standard going on in America when it comes to race. The hatred and the vitriol against white people and our beliefs and who we are as white Christian males and stuff like that. We stand up for our heritage and we're proud of it. We're proud of the founding fathers and who they were. We're not proud of some of the acts that were done. But we stand on principle every time, ladies and gentlemen. Let that be our legacy, please. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Always on tap. You want to help us grow? Do you feel like we provide value? If so, reciprocate, please, and donate today. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com are our two websites for you to please get involved and share with your friends. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, will you help? And we declare this nation shall endure.